Keith Peters reporting House GOP leadership after pulling a budget resolution brings it back to the floor for a vote, and it passes by a margin of 217 to 215. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House GOP leaders brought their budget resolution to the House floor for a vote just minutes after pulling it at the last minute Tuesday evening as they struggled to win over a handful of conservative fiscal hawks who had threatened to tank the framework for President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda. In a stunning scene on the House floor, top Republican lawmakers decided to scrap plans to vote on the measure after lobbying holdouts in the chamber for more than an hour. GOP leaders just minutes later, of course, bringing the bill to the floor and opening the vote, seemingly signaling that it had the support to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The White House says it will now be the one to decide which media outlets are allowed into the press pool covering the president. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The White House says moving forward, it will select the small group of news outlets allowed to travel with and cover the president's daily activities, something that in the past was left to the White House Correspondents Association. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the goal is to give new or alternative media companies greater access. In her words, it's beyond time the White House press pool reflects the media habits of the American people in 2025. Bob Agnew reporting.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway. Airport webcam video posted to X shows the Southwest plane approaching a runway just before 9 a.m. Tuesday before its nose abruptly pulls up. A smaller jet is seen crossing the runway. This is SRN News. Christians pray for peace in Ukraine.
Believers around the world are marking 3 years since the Russian invasion with petitions for an end to hostilities. The conflict has caused hundreds of thousands of casualties and has devastated large parts of Ukraine. The European Evangelical Alliance says, quote, "We pray for eventual reconciliation and understanding for the way forward. We pray for sustained peace and justice." President Trump has vowed to try and negotiate an end to the war. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department has filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order banning transgender troops from serving in the military. The complaint accuses U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney. This is SRN News. Some scary moments for a group of college athletes. Correspondent Jason Walker has the details.
Members of the Indiana University Indianapolis men's basketball team are unhurt and back home after their bus caught fire on Interstate 275. The school says all team and staff members were safely evacuated from the bus, which had experienced a mechanical issue on the Jaguars' trip home following a game at Northern Kentucky. The team completed the trip home after being picked up by a second bus. Jason Walker reporting.
The measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 124 cases across 9 counties. The state health department said Tuesday that 18 people are hospitalized. Measles cases in eastern New Mexico stayed steady. More at SRNNews.com.